to Serial Criminal Podcast. This is Michael Dotson. Today we're going to be going over the Night Stalker, aka Richard Ramirez. To start off, he was a serial killer based in California who went around the streets of LA and many other cities killing people with no agenda or target whatsoever. He killed a total of 13 people, but he attacked much more. Some of them survived. They were mostly clustered in the San Gabriel Valley. For example, his first victim was Jenny Vinco in LA on June 27, 1984. And his last victim was Elias Abawath in Diamond Bar, California on August 8, 1985. So his attacks lasted over a year. As far as evidence goes, there are bloody murder weapons. Blood from the victims, obviously, and more. But what really got him was the fact that the six-year-old picked him out of a lineup. And the shoe print of his Avia shoe was at most of the scenes where he was killing. And eventually he was sentenced to death on multiple murder counts. Burglary, rape, forcible sodomy, and stuff like that. As far as identifying him as a serial killer, he had some sort of sexual act in most of his killings, whether it was rape or other things like that. He also had an unstable family history. He was one of five kids to an immigrant family. He was a witness to his cousin actually murdering his wife. And that same cousin also showed him pictures of raped women and other things like that. That cousin was in the military, and he taught him like killing tactics that he learned while in the military. Also, he had an abusive father. He was violent with him, and that kind of affected his anger and the way he acted. And he began committing crimes at 12, which is what most serial criminals do. As far as a psychological test goes, he was not necessarily given a test, as far as I could find. But some college students tested him and kind of like what he did. They say he had a mental disorder called conduct disorder, which is a repetitive and persistent pattern of behavior in which the basic rights of others or major age-appropriate societal norms and rules are violated. The signs of this include like criminal acts like theft and armed robbery, as well as forcing others into sexual attacks. But what most of them said was all of his dysfunctioning psychological functions boiled down to his father's abusive nature and his cousin. His MO was unlike many serial killers. His killings, they didn't have much of a pattern to them. He was killing different ages, race, looks, anything. It was just anything he could get his hands on. The only thing that could really be explained is that he would start with home invasion and always kill the male first, before he went and sexually assaulted and killed the women. Criminal profile, he was a Latino. He's male. Physical characteristics, he was tall. He had longer hair, messed up teeth, and sometimes wore a hat. Avia shoes and jeans and jacket is what he wore most of the time. He was 6 foot, 155 pounds. Habits. He was a drug abuser and a chronic candy eater, and he would always resort to theft and other criminal activities. And beliefs, he believed in Satanism as he left pentagrams in many of his crime scenes, which was kind of like a staple for him. And this podcast was brought to you by ThoughtCo.com, UKEssays.com, MurderMurderMurder.com, and Biography.com. Thanks.